This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Indu Chukwu. In a move to boost India's mining sector, the Ministry of Mines, along with the government of Goa, has launched India's first ever auction of exploration licenses. Union Minister for Coal and Mines G. Kishan Reddy and Goa's Chief Minister Dr. Pramod Sawant unveiled the initiative at a landmark event in Goa. The auction will focus on 13 exploration license blocks covering critical minerals such as rare earth elements, zinc, copper, and diamond. This transparent online bidding process aims to accelerate systematic exploration and reduce India's dependence on mineral imports. Union Home Minister Amit Shah began his three-day visit to Assam this evening. Mr. Shah will travel to Golaghat from Jorhat Airport and hold overnight at the Lachit Borphukan Police Academy in Dergao. The Union Minister will inaugurate the state-of-the-art housing projects of the Police Academy tomorrow, before departing for Mizoram. The Union Minister will also attend a program of Assam Rifles at Aizawl in the afternoon and later return to Guwahati. Further, the Home Minister will address the 57th Annual Conference of All Boro Students Union at Dotma in Kokrajhar District on Sunday and will also review the implementation of new criminal laws for northeastern states in Guwahati with the Chief Ministers of northeastern states before returning to New Delhi in the evening. Union Minister of State for Science and Technology Jitendra Singh today said that Northeast is a key driver for India to realize the vision of Viksit Bharat, and the region will also become the country's next saffron hub. He laid the foundation stone for the new permanent campus of the Northeast Center for Technology, Application and Reach, NECTER, in Shillong, Meghalaya. Dr. Singh further stated that large-scale cultivation is now underway at Mechuka in Arunachal Pradesh and Yuksom in Sikkim, with plans to extend to Nagaland and Manipur. Holi, the festival of colors, is being celebrated across the country today with traditional enthusiasm. The festival signifies the victory of good over evil and the onset of spring season. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have greeted the people on the occasion of Holi. State Governor Lieutenant General Retired K.T. Parnayak also extended his warmest greetings to the citizens on the joyous occasion of Holi festival. He expressed hope that the festival of colors would fill our lives with happiness, harmony and prosperity. Chief Minister Pema Khandu and Deputy Chief Minister Chona Main have also extended their Holi greetings to the public. Chief Minister Pema Khandu today attended Losar celebrations at Tupten Gatseling Gonpa in Itanagar along with Speaker Tesam Pongte and His Eminence Guru Tulku Rinpoche La. In a social media post, he said the gathering was a true reflection of rich cultural heritage, spiritual unity and the timeless wisdom that guides all forward. As today marks the end of the 15-day Losar celebrations, may the blessings of this auspicious occasion bring peace, prosperity and happiness to all, the Chief Minister said. Chief Minister Pema Khandu met Brigadier Sanjeet Singh, Chief Engineer Headquarter Project Vartak, yesterday in Itanagar. He was briefed on detailed review and presentation on crucial border roads in Tawang district being undertaken by the Border Roads Organization. In a social media post, Khandu said, these strategic road projects are vital for connectivity, security and the overall development of the region. He expressed his appreciation to the BRO for their dedication and commitment to strengthening the state's border infrastructure. He also hoped for timely completion of these projects for the benefit of the people and armed forces. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued yellow alerts over several districts of Arunachal Pradesh. Rainfall with isolated heavy to very heavy rainfall along with thunderstorm, lightning is very likely to increase over Arunachal Pradesh from 14th to 17th of this month. That's all. In this news bulletin, namaskar.